Jeremy Bradley here, live in Dawson City, Yukon, and we're enjoying Discovery Days. Now, you know, we were going over what can we do in town, and I've got the most famous celebrity, really, Caveman Bill, is joining us. First of all, thanks for having us in town. Beautiful day today. Discovery Days.
Yeah, no, it's good to have you here, and it is a beautiful day today. Unfortunately, the weather wasn't cooperating quite so much yesterday, but...
Yeah, well, we came on the right day then. Okay, so now I said that you're a local celebrity, and really, the story behind this is you live in a cave here. And so, tell me about that. First of all, why? Because it sounds really interesting. So what gave you that idea? Why are you doing it?
It just kind of happened. A friend of mine had been telling me I should come up to Dawson for a while. He'd been coming up for summers, working in the bars. And he was coming up the next spring with an empty van. I figured, what the hell? And on the way here, I was talking to him about possible places to live. I wanted a place on the river, fairly close to town, but I also wanted it a little isolated. Back in those days, there was a big transient camp across the river, which was a bit of a zoo. And that was, you know, I wanted something a little quieter than that. And he just turned to me and he said, well, there's these caves. And so when I got into town, I went over and checked it out, and that seemed like a good idea, and so I moved in. And I never actually planned on staying more than a season. But as fall approached, people started coming up to me saying, oh, you're not planning on spending the winter in there, are you? You'd be crazy to do that. Of course, then I had to.
Right.
Yeah, so that was basically it.
Okay, so these caves already existed then. So what have you done in terms of development of it then to make it livable for a human?
Well, they were pretty much livable for a human right from day one.
Okay.
But since, you know, I've been there 17 years, I leveled the floors. There was big rubble piles at the mouth of each of the caves. There's three of them that had come down from the cliffs over the years. So I cleared that all away and used that rubble to kind of level out the yard. I leveled out the floor inside the cave and put a floor, a wooden floor down on sleepers with a drainage system underneath and a wall in the front.
That's on the surface, you know, caveman. You know, it sounds so not so civilized, and you've really made it like
it's pretty civilized. It's pretty, it's funny. I run into people not so much anymore because, you know, I'm fairly open about it to anybody who asks. But I've met people that I knew for years in town who were convinced that I had just, you know, a moose hide tied over the front of the cave and then a fire on the floor in the back, and I squatted in there chewing on raw moose.
A generalization to the name Caveman, of course.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I ended up with the name. I have a lot of character. People ascribe to me a lot of characteristics that are more caveman than they are me.
Okay, so in terms of things that I have in my house, like TV, phone, internet, you do have... Okay, so you've got, like, internet access, too?
I could have internet, but I don't. I prefer just bringing my computer into town and going online in town. If I had internet access at home, I think it would just be a little too invasive. I like being able to go over there, and the rest of the world just kind of goes away. If someone really needs to get me, they can shake a leg and go over and get me.
Here's an interesting question. I don't know if you've ever thought of it. If you were to bring in a realtor and sell that...
Well, I couldn't.
No?
No, it's on the river allowance.
Okay.
So, and technically, you're not supposed to build anything on the river allowance, is why more people don't live on it, or anything permanent anyway. But all the permanent building was done by whoever dug the cave years ago.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't build anything. I just adapted it.
It was there already.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. Well, you know, again, we're here in Dawson City enjoying Discovery Day. Caveman Bill. That's so cool just to say, right? He sounds like a superhero or like a, you know.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's a real title. It's great. You need to have, like, you know, business cards and things with that name. Legally change it to Caveman Bill.
Well, I used to, I still do sell morel mushrooms. And, you know, they're, you know, caveman bills, wild morel mushrooms. Yeah. That's all.
But Bill Donaldson, though, is how...
Yes, that's my name.
Caveman Bill, thanks so much. Again, you can go to travel.jbonair.com, where we brought all of the stuff from Discovery Days and the gold mining, the gold panning. We're going to Gertie's. We're doing all this fun stuff. And, you know, the visit, as I was told, wouldn't be complete without chatting and meeting Caveman Bill. So thanks so much for joining us on the show
today. You're very welcome. It was good.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.